hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation.
Life is just a distant illusion, made out of porcelain, missing the downbeat. Worshipful idols state their confusion, live in delusion while you're just sitting and
welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guests today are from a great band. They are called Latka. And with me today, we have on guitar Cole and Milos on lead vocals. And it's a pleasure and honor, guys, that you could join me today. Again, the band is Latka from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And guys, it's a great pleasure and honor that you can join me today. Thanks so much. Yeah, I want to ask you guys now, as far as the demographic and the ages of your audience, are they younger? Are they older? Is it a mixed age group there that come and see you?
Milos here. It's definitely a wide variety audience from young to older. And I think it's just the reason for that is that pop music itself is a universal type of music that anybody can listen to at any time. So, I mean, all music is like that. I just feel like our style of music with the pop sensibilities has this audience-friendly core to it that's very interesting, and that's why we attract different types of people, all different types of age groups, which is good.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know there. And now, guys, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, your sound. We kind of mentioned a little bit of, you know, pop rock, you know, kind of a variety there, a little bit of punk. But I wanted to ask you both, I mean, as far as you guys go, I mean, who are your influences? I mean, who do you take inspiration from as far as bands? Is it Canadian bands, American bands?
Cole here. I think for myself, influence really comes from across the board. I wouldn't really be able to specify a country, I don't think. I think my influence is kind of, I can't really nail them down to that sense, but my influences personally come from probably a little different than the rest of the guys. I listen to a lot of heavier styles of music. I also span back to the 90s, I think, for all of us is a big influence for us. For me, being like, some of the first songs I remember are by Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, you know. So it's really tough. I think it's really tough to nail down all the influences, but I think I could do it by genre, just saying, you know, I listen to hardcore, I do listen to metal, I do listen to, like, 90s grunge, 90s pop, and then kind of the rehashing of kind of 90s pop that has come out in mid to later 2000s as well.
Oh, okay.
And Milos here, for me, I'd have to say exactly like Cole, there's a wide variety of bands that I listen to, but I love this question, by the way. I love getting asked what bands I like. One of my favorite bands growing up was obviously Nirvana. Everybody in the band has a huge liking for Nirvana and Kurt Cobain, and the Foo Fighters we like. But I also like bands like Joy Division, Elliott Smith, and there's a new band right now that I've been telling everybody about. They're called Tidal Fight, and they're awesome.
Where are they from? I think they're from Pennsylvania or something.
Yeah,
like that.
They're from the States. They're a great band. They're my new favorite band right now, Tidal Fight.
Oh, okay. Well, I keep a lookout for them. And, you know, speaking about different bands, is there, I mean, I know in Winnipeg, it's a, you know, big music scene there. I mean, is there any other bands that you guys listen to that are local, or any other kind of bands that you support and they support you? I mean, you have like a band network there? Or?
Cole here. I think for us, since three of us have kind of been in the local scene since we were in high school, so it's going on about 7 years now. There is one other band in particular out of Winnipeg that has spanned that time as well, and they're called Kids and Heroes. And we developed a really close relationship with those guys. They're kind of our go-to band in the city. But we've also got the local band Distances that we're really tight with. And since we've released our debut album and have really started meeting a lot of musicians, that those bands just keep growing. We had a really cool meeting in the studio when we were doing our Christmas song, where we met up with another local Winnipeg act called Mobina Galore, and they're really awesome as well. So there's a lot. It seems, in my opinion, Winnipeg's music scene is starting to hit a bit of a boom right now, so there's a lot of really good acts coming up.
And I feel like we're talking to a friend of the band's who goes to shows and stuff, and I was just so intrigued because when I was younger, well, maybe I wasn't around the local music scene. But right now, I mean, people are really supporting local acts, and they really like our local music scene. So you get a lot of people coming out to shows, and, you know, because of that, you see these really talented acts like ones that Cole was just mentioning, Kids and Heroes, Distances, Mobina Galore, and even like one of my favorites from Winnipeg, Royal Canoe, and stuff like that. They, you know, the band, people actually come out and they go check these guys out, and they get the praise that they deserve because of that. And I feel like without, you know, the audience coming and checking them out, it'd be a shame. So here in the local Winnipeg music scene, we have a big following. Like, just in general, music has a big following. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And just wanted to let you know, guys, I don't, maybe you knew, but this mysterious band that I interviewed in Winnipeg was Distances. So I don't know if you don't
right
knew
on,
that.
Man. Yeah, we love those guys.
Yeah, so it's great there that, you know, you can support each other. And, you know, so now another thing I wanted to talk about that I did talk about with Distances, I want to talk about you guys, is I know being in Canada, I know that there is a lot, obviously, of traveling. We already know how far it is from Winnipeg to Toronto. But I mean,
yeah.
Is there a lot of travel? I mean, being a band like you guys are, do you find yourself going literally all around Canada, or how does that work?
Cool, yeah. Well, for us, it's been a while since we've stepped outside of Winnipeg. But we have done the Saskatoon drive and some other Western Canadian parts. Also, we've went down into the northern states there, hitting places like Minneapolis and Milwaukee this past summer. But it definitely is quite the far drive, especially when you start comparing it to the United States, where it seems to be there's a city worth playing every hour or two around each other. In Canada, it's a little different right now. We are planning our first full Western Canadian tour for May, and just for us to drive to the next biggest city, it's about 9 hours. And so there's definitely a lot more driving until you get kind of to the Toronto area or to the West Coast Vancouver area. It's mostly driving.
So, oh. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good to know. And another thing, guys, I've been talking a lot about, you know, with other Canadian bands, and they've been talking about, you know, you have CDs and digital downloads, but the one thing they've been saying is, I don't know if this is a Canadian thing, but there's a lot of vinyl that's going around there. I mean, is that something that it's a Canadian thing? Because we've got it here in America for some, like, dance tracks and, you know, techno tracks, but, I mean, is vinyl big in Canada, or...?
Yeah, it's cool here. We're actually spinning some vinyl right now as we speak. We're listening to Smashing Pumpkins' Siamese Dream. And it is definitely something, especially in Winnipeg, like, it's a big thing, for sure. Vinyl, like, if we haven't released our album on vinyl, something I'd really like to do.
Yeah, we'd really like to.
And, I mean, I guess I haven't heard much from outside of Canada or Winnipeg specifically about vinyl. I thought maybe it was making a surge back everywhere, but it definitely is. It is like a novelty here. Everyone's kind of getting back into it. I think it's nice to have something physical as opposed to just always resorting to a digital form. There's something so nice about being able to put a record on as opposed to clicking a button.
Yeah, I know that definitely is true, but at the same token, we have to admit that is kind of neat, though, the fact that with all these digital downloads, and it's great being here in Orlando, Florida, that I could find about you guys. So, I mean, I guess this technology is great in a sense that people now could just go on the internet and hear you no matter where they're located.
Oh, yeah, Milos here, that's... especially true. I think that, yeah, with downloading and the whole digital music thing, it really did make it much more accessible music-wise. I mean, vinyl more so for me is like this. I mean, I was born in the 90s, so I mean, for me, I never experienced vinyl firsthand. For me, it's this really cool relic, you know?
Yeah.
And I find it so interesting, and it actually makes a song sound better for some reason. But honestly, to get back to that accessibility thing with digital music and the internet, I was talking to my friend, and we were like, imagine how hard it was to, like, hear... one of the songs off of Led Zeppelin's album back in the 70s, right? And you'd have to, like, go to the show and record, like, on a little, like, tape the song and then, like, show it to your friends, because the only songs you could hear are the ones on the radio unless you bought the record, right? So right now you could hear the whole album and everything and then some more, like, all the live shows on YouTube. So you definitely get that great accessibility nowadays with internet. Absolutely right about that.
And again, with that, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our last segment of this edition of our show. My guests today are Cole and Milos from a great band. They are called Latka. They are from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Actually, the second band that I've interviewed this week from Winnipeg. So very exciting. You are listening to the Mike Kira radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.